want to devote most of TAPE 6 to practical training in reversal location and interpretation. This is when most of the lessons you have learned in TAPEs 1 to 5 come into play. I'm going to play you a 4.5 minute tape of a joint class discussion that was conducted in one of my earliest reverse speech classes. In it, we are talking about the acceptance of new ideas and some reactions to reverse speech. I have placed beeps in the soundtrack right after the point that a reversal occurred. If you reverse your machine as soon as you hear the beep, you should be able to hear the reversal. Not all reversals on this tape have been documented, just the clearest ones. After this exercise, I will then examine each reversal individually. Now, put on your headphones, tune on your sets, get in a comfortable position, and let's get started.
Excuse me, I didn't...
Hey, this is an open forum,
yeah.
Right?
Well, that's my biggest fear. I mean, I'm scared this is going to just become another one of the new age...
If we get it to the level of, okay, what I've been doing is reading over a lot of how the idea of the unconscious mind came about, because it was real difficult and there were a lot of different things that went on back in the 1600s and 1700s and 1800s to finally bring up to Freud's level. And that is what I'm looking at as far as the way reverse speech is going. So, if it's approached and delivered in that manner, then I think it has a better chance of acceptance.
Well, that's how I'm trying to.
As long as it stays that way.
Did Bryce have trouble getting his ideas accepted? Does anyone know? Freud.
There were a lot of people that didn't, and still don't.
Oh yeah, I'm no different than anyone else who's ever come up with some crazy, bizarre idea. Follows the same history.
It's not about the quality of the idea, it's about the way people respond or choose not to respond to things.
I use the example of Einstein all the time. He flunked high school, wrote his theory of relativity out when he was 25 years of age. People didn't even start listening to it until he was 40.
Thomas Edison was considered retarded. The word was addled was the name, the word that they used. And he was partially deaf or mostly deaf in one ear. And he did okay for a white guy. Got Becky.
Well, it induces a stress response in people in terms of fight or flight.
I asked my daughter to do a recording and she said, I don't know, Mom, I don't think I want to do that. I had one ask me today.
She said, would you tell me the truth? Now, I want the truth. And I said, well, hey, you know, if somebody tells you they're telling you the truth, you probably don't want to believe them. But she said, I want you to tell me if you've ever recorded any of our conversations. I said, no, absolutely not. She, and you hear this.
People are afraid of the truth.
Stress induced.
Well, they're afraid there's something they might not be able to face.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mechanism of
the
conscious mind.
I've never yet. Mostly when people see stuff in reverse speech that is a real shock, quote unquote, for a better word, it's stuff they have suspected anyway. I've never yet really found reversals that people have not suspected on some level to be true. So the biggest fear that people throw at me is, well, what if I see some stuff about myself that I just can't face? I just don't know. Okay. But that never happened to me.
That's the ego talking.
They always know it on some level.
I think it's the negative ego talking. It's a bunch of crap.
I think it's the fear of peeling off the mask to somebody else, or someone else having the ability to peel off the mask.
That
scares
them
more than anything else. I mean, because, you know, you can build stuff and, you know, cover yourself to a comfort level, but if somebody can... I mean, that's why, even when you're around a psychiatrist, you know, you're kind of, are they watching me, are they noticing me? Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
He's right.
I mean, when I was around Becky, I was always wondering, what, you know,
Well, you're covering up feelings, or you're just internal dialogue.
But then when you see the statistics on suicide, you realize you're okay in the comfort of the psychiatrist's office.
Oh, well, just remember, you, just because you're paranoid, that doesn't mean they're not out to get
Did you notice all the beats on that tape? There were 30 altogether, representing one reversal that I documented every 9 seconds of conversation. This is about average for this type of interaction. Some of these reversals occurred lumped together in batches or clusters. This is also a common occurrence with reverse speech. Speech reversals will frequently occur in clusters. I will cover clusters further along in this tape series. Now, I want to look at all these reversals and discuss their meanings. But before I do, you might like to go back to that soundtrack and listen again for more reversals. Here is the forward section where the first reversal occurred.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared this is going to just become another one of the new age, new beauty.
That's what they're thinking.
I'll play the reversal for you twice, give you the interpretation, and then play it for you one more time. The reversal says, Lord give birth, woman, a baby. The reversal commences a theme in this section of birth, the birth and creation of reverse speech. Reverse speech has always been my baby. I have nurtured it and cared for it. The woman metaphor reflects this. Now it is approaching the time to release it onto the world. Lord, give birth. The next four reversals occur in the one man. I'll now play the section of forward dialogue where they occurred.
Okay, what I've been doing is reading over a lot of how the idea of the unconscious mind came about. Because it was real difficult, and there were a lot of different things that went on back in the 1600s and 1700s and 1800s to finally bring up to Freud's level. And that is what I'm looking at as far as the way reverse speech is going. So, yeah, if it's approached and delivered in that manner, then I think it has a better chance of acceptance.
Here are those four reversals.
Why? Then I'll run your presuming the matter. Why? Then I'll run your presuming the matter.
This reversal says, why, then I will run your zoo in the ground. This is a validity factor 2. It is expansive and also semi-formed. The D on the last word, ground, is not there.
Why, then I will run your presuming the matter.
Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, I know the sniff will feed our woman. It is a validity factor 3, and it is internal dialogue. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, still I need answer, and I need lessons. It is validity factor 2, and it is also internal dialogue. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, handing a bill with it. It is validity factor 3, and once again, it is internal dialogue. So what do these reversals mean? On the surface, this man appears to be making an intelligent contribution to the discussion. However, he has ulterior motives, as shown by the reversal. The first reversal, why, then I will run your zoo into the ground, gives us his real motives behind all of his reading and research. This man, like many before and many after him, had aspirations for the leadership of reverse speech. He saw it as being unorganized. This is one meaning for the zoo metaphor. However, the future tense reversal is ominous. I will run your zoo into the ground, or destroy it. The second reversal, I know the sniff will feed our woman, is also revealing. Sniff is a common metaphor meaning to explore or check something out, yet with no permanent commitment. The word woman is the creative, intuitive self. He refers to it as our woman. This is common in reverse to refer to ourselves in the plural. We are talking about the many parts that make us tick. Overall, this reversal tells us that the man is checking reverse speech out with no real commitment to feed or to give nourishment to his creative and intuitive side. The third reversal, still I need answer and I need lessons, is basically self-explanatory. This man has a lot yet to learn. Finally, the reversal handing a bill with it tells us that his ideas are going to cost. In this instance, the metaphor bills refers to emotional cost. Hence, the reversals revealed his hidden motives and potential problems behind the seemingly positive forward dialogue. Here's a forward again, this time with the reversals inserted.
Okay, what I've been doing is reading over a lot of how,
why, that I'll run your presenting about
the idea of the unconscious mind came about, because it was real difficult and there were a lot of different things that went on.
No, no, it was nothing to breathe at all, Roman.
Back in the 1600s and 1700s and 1800s,
they're not needing the answers, they're not needing the lessons.
To finally bring up to Freud's level. And that is what I'm looking at as far as the way reverse speech is going. So, yeah, if it's approached and delivered in that manner,
and interview, wouldn't it?
Then I think it has a better chance of acceptance.
Here's a forward dialogue where the next reversal occurs. And here is the speech reversal. This reversal says, wine now with us. It is validity for an internal dialogue. Wine is a common reverse speech metaphor. It basically refers to our spiritual nature and or positive emotions. In this case, reversal is saying that we are having a spirited, positive discussion. The next two reversals occur on me in this following forward section.
Still done.
Oh yeah, I'm no different than anyone else who's ever come up with some crazy, bizarre idea. Follows the same history.
And here are those two reversals. This reversal says, now back to business, soaring the wind. It is a little fast, between validity 2 and validity 3, and it is internal dialogue. Here is the second reversal. The reversal says, you sing Isis, the love. It is validity 3 and internal dialogue. These two reversals continue my creative theme. Now back to business reflects my intent to follow my agenda in this conversation. Wind is a common metaphor, basically meaning energy. I am flying high. Isis is a metaphor for sexuality and fertility. It sometimes appears in the form of Venus, although Isis is a more common version. In its usual form, it refers to people who are highly fertile and extremely sexually active. The downside of Isis is usually jealousy, strong ownership with a high need for control. Isis has claws. In this context, I am attaching Isis to reverse speech. It is fertile, getting ready for birth, and I have a strong sexual attachment to it. My Isis claws of ownership and protection are well known. I am singing the Isis metaphor. Sing is to charm or entice, indicating a strong hold and attraction. The reverse word love usually simply refers to emotional attachments. Thus, the two reversals together indicate a strong and intense attachment to reverse speech, flying high to bring it to birth. Here is a forward dialogue again, this time with the reversals inserted.
Still done.
Oh yeah, I'm no no different than anyone else has ever come up with some some crazy bizarre idea. Follows the same history.
Here is a further dialogue where the next reversal occurs.
It's not about the quality of the idea, it's about the way people respond or choose not to respond to things.
Here is that reversal. The reversal says, "Your purpose, Dave. It is validity for an external dialogue. It is direct response to my previous reversals, indicating my attachment to reverse speech." Here is a further dialogue where the next two reversals occur.
I use the example of Einstein all the time. He flunked high school, wrote his theory of relativity out when he was 25 years of age. He didn't even start listening to it until he was 40.
Here is the first reversal. This reversal says, "I feel honourable." It is validity for, although it is a bit difficult to hear because it goes straight into gibberish. It is expansive reversal. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, "I feel lost in my uterus worries." It is validity 3 and an expansive reversal. The reversal, "I feel honourable," has direct complementarity with the forward dialogue, "He flunked high school." "I too did not finish high school and always felt embarrassed about it until I discovered Einstein did the same thing. Now I feel honourable." The reversal, "I feel lost in my uterus worries," continues the theme of birth for reverse speech. In this case, refining theories and developing concepts, all the tasks that are necessary to make a technology work. Uterus worries. Here is a forward dialogue again with reversals inserted.
Choose not to respond to things.
I use the example of Einstein all the time. He flunked high school. Wrote his theory of relativity out when he was 25 years of age. He didn't even start listening to it until he was 40.
The next six reversals occur on the one man. He speaks twice, with some dialogue by other people in between these two times. Surprisingly, no significant reversals occurred on these other people. Here is an entire section of forward dialogue.
Thomas Edison was considered retarded. The word was addled was the word that they used. He was partially deaf or mostly deaf in one ear. He did okay for a white guy. Got Becky.
Well, it induces a stress response in people in terms of fight or flight immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I asked my daughter to do a recording, and she said, "I don't know, Mom. I don't know.
I had one ask me today. She said, "Would you tell me the truth? Now, I want the truth." And I said, "Well, hey, you know, if somebody tells you they're telling you the truth, you probably don't want to believe them." But she said, "I want you to tell me if you've ever recorded any of our conversations." I said, "No, absolutely not." She, and you hear this.
Here was the first reversal. This reversal says, "You lost your verse, Nixon." It is validity 3 and appears to be a direct response to my previous reversal, "I feel lost in my uterus worries." Verse is a common metaphor that basically means spiritual message or purpose. In this case, it is probably saying that I'm getting too caught up in the details and have lost sight of my original objective. The word Nixon is a metaphor that has never been heard in reverse speech, so it is most likely a personal metaphor or a metaphor that is peculiar to the speaker, drawn upon personal experience. Without knowing the image of Nixon, presumably Richard Nixon, that this man has in his mind, it is difficult to offer an opinion. Here it is again. You lost your verse, Nixon.
You lost your verse, Nixon.
Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, hide our wolf. It is validity 4. Most likely internal dialogue, but it could be a lead reversal. It appears to be out of context. Wolf is a common metaphor meaning hunter and protector. The reversal is almost wimpish. The man is hiding, possibly hurt, certainly not standing up for himself. The next 4 reversals are significant. But first, here is that reversal again. Hide our wolf. Please turn over to side 2 of this tape where I will continue with this analysis.